Okay, good morning. Also want to say welcome to visitors that are here. I'm not sure what Phil called it when he talked to me. I was thinking about it this morning. We always called it devotions. And so then when you said this morning, you said a devotional. But anyway, I don't know, maybe you guys call it a devotional out here. But I was thinking about it when Phil asked me the other day. And for some reason, it just kind of struck me. It's like, I don't know why we call it devotions. It's kind of a silly name for it. It's not even grammatical. and so I had to think it must go back to the word devotion. And so I was trying to think about what devotion is. And so I had to think that maybe a better word, or I don't know, not a better word, but a different word would be worship. And so I guess along the same line, you could say that Phil had asked me to have worships this morning. So, anyway, what I want to talk about is worship. I want to talk about devotion. I just want to start off by saying that I don't like being up front here. I don't like talking to you. It's not that I'm afraid to talk to you people. I know you. But there's something about being up front that makes you feel vulnerable. And I think it's that vulnerability that I don't like. I guess that a lot of us don't like that. We don't like to show our emotions. Got a different mic for me. Okay, could you guys hear me before? Sort of? Okay. So what I was thinking about was just being vulnerable with our emotions, with our worship. I've got a quote that my sister wrote, or she sent it to me. It's by Graham Cook. It says, "Your primary calling is to worship, to pursue celebration and rejoicing as a way of life." And so I was thinking about that our primary calling is to worship. I was thinking what that means. And the first thing I think of when I think of worship is usually, singing or praying. I guess if you think of a devotional or a worship leader, you often think of them leading songs or music. It's often fairly emotional. And so I think sometimes we say, or we kind of think of, or I do, I think of worship that it's not just about emotions. But I think sometimes maybe we take it a little bit too much the other way, and we don't put enough of our emotions into our worship. So I wrote this down. I don't know if I'm wrong in this. You can tell me later. But I wrote down that worship without emotion is dead. And I believe that. That without some sort of an emotion in our worship, it's dead. I'm not saying that it has to be something that you're wearing on your face, but if we don't have any feelings at all of either joy or sorrow, I think our worship is dead. And so I just want to not be afraid to put emotion into our worship. I was just thinking about how in the Psalms, they were always so full of emotion. David was always either praising God or he was crying out to God. It seems like joy and tears are often so closely mixed that I think when we close ourselves off sometimes to showing our tears, I think we often close ourselves off to showing our joy too. I had to think about my grandpa's. My two sides of the family, my grandpa on my beachy side, he and my grandma grew up in the Depression days, and they had a lot of hard times, and I remember one little story. I heard very few stories from them. They didn't talk about it. They didn't like to talk about it. They didn't even want to remember it. I remember my grandma, her dad died when she was three, and so it was just left my great-grandma and my grandma and her two sisters. And they were really poor. And I remember my grandma saying when they were very young how she and her three sisters went to the 4th of July parade, I think. And they didn't have any good dresses, anything to wear, except that their winter coats. And so they wore their winter coats to cover up their torn dresses. And there were some of the other girls there that laughed at them. And I just remember Grandma talking about that and just thinking that, like, she was probably in her 80s, and that was still something that was painful for her. Anyway, so my grandpas on my beachy side, they were very stoic. They didn't show emotion. I don't think I can ever remember my grandpa crying. But then my grandpa on my other side, on my mom's side, he was pretty much the exact opposite. He was very emotional. When he would talk or when he would preach, he would put everything he had into it. And so I kind of feel like I'm a little bit of a mix. I have emotions, but I don't like to show them. And I think that's maybe how it is with a lot of us. I just want to say, don't be afraid to be vulnerable, to put yourself out there, to show your emotions, to put your feelings into your worship. God loves a broken heart, I think, just as much as he loves when we praise him in the good times. I want to read Psalm 118, and maybe just notice as you read it the switch of emotions in it from joy and anguish all the way through it. It's just one of my favorite psalms. Psalm 118, I'm going to read it in the NIV. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I just want to read this quote again. Your primary calling is to worship, to pursue celebration and rejoicing as a way of life. And just worship without emotion is dead. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Irwin, for sharing that. You know, when he was reading that, I had to think of the verse in Psalms 139. It says, I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, that's one of the reasons that we should praise God. there's many, many, many more reasons. So let's take the offering at this time. It is for the, it's a special offering, and maybe we can have a chorus. Okay, thank you for that. The teachers can be dismissed for the Sunday school. And the Sunday school this morning is in 1 John chapter 1. The children. Youth. And the adults.
turn to number 577, the Song of the Faith and Praise.
Thank you. Good morning. I want to greet each one in Christ's name this morning and want to welcome everyone here. I want to welcome visitors that are here. We're happy to have you with us this morning and want you to feel welcome to worship with us. That last song we sang, Our God is Alive, comes from a verse in Jeremiah that says, Our God is a true God. And I was thinking that really goes along good with our Sunday school lesson that we studied this morning. John brought out how that God is he is the Christ from the beginning. And also in the fourth verse that we studied, it talks about that he wrote these things so that our joy could be full. And, you know, I think sometimes we struggle having our joy full. And as I was thinking about that, I thought of that God has given us salvation. He has given us his love, an extreme amount of love, and that alone should make us feel joyful. But sometimes we don't feel that joy, or we don't have a strong amount of joy in our lives, even though that joy is there. And also, we sometimes struggle being interested in the things of God. And, you know, I guess it's just because we're human, because we're weak and we're lowly, and we take a lot of things for granted. And it would just be nice if we could just have a genuine interest in that. And I also had to think about how can we get that interest in. And I guess I just would like to suggest one thing that would helps me, and especially younger people, sometimes you have a hard struggle becoming interested in the things of God. And, you know, I think one thing that could really, that does help us, I could testify it helps us, is just to remember that not only does God give us salvation and love to give us joy and happiness and to give us peace, but God has given us everything. There isn't one thing that we have that God hasn't given us. And we forget it. We take everything around us. We take the atmosphere. We take us breathing. We take everything for granted. And I think if we could just start remembering that we can't take our next step, we can't take our next breath, we can't do anything without God. God has given us that. And start thanking God for that. Appreciating God for that, showing him gratitude. I think if we start remembering that more often and continue doing that, that God will give us interest into deeper things, more spiritual things. I encourage you with that. I have so for announcements today, I just want to say that we enjoyed the meetings, the seminar we had yesterday. I really wish that we wouldn't have called it a marriage seminar. I wished we would have called it a seminar for anybody, because it was so helpful for people that are going through all points of life. And maybe next time we can remember that. I think there's many of you that probably would have come if you'd have known that. And that would have been so nice. But anyhow, it was very helpful in our Christian walk in that way. Just really appreciated that. There's no service here tonight, and there's no service Wednesday evening. And so just want to say that. Also, there's something a little bit special I just want to mention today. We have our boys' camp, and today two of the boys that we that have been at boys' camp, one of the boys, his name is Cameron King. Maybe some of you knew him. I don't know. But he was, I don't know details of his life that much, but he passed away early this week, suddenly, without warning. And they didn't really know. To my knowledge, they didn't know. And he has a young family, very young family. Want to pray for his family. And maybe there's somebody that would know more later on you could ask, but that's all I know. Anyhow, he's been at Boys Camp several years ago. He was a I think he enjoyed Boys Camp. We had a privilege of working, having him with us. And then we had another young boy here several years ago from Alberta, Reese Meldonner, that is being baptized this morning. And it's a little more special because his parents called down and invited his counselors to come up to be part of the baptism today. But Brother Danny brought it to our attention that that's going on with two of the boys that go on with that have been at Boys Camp. And, you know, it's exciting to know that they're doing what's right with the Lord, but it's sad for the family, I'm sure, that has passed away. But our lives are touched in all those ways. So I'll just share that with you. Any other announcements or prayer requests before we come to prayer? Okay. Thank you for that, Brian. Any prayer requests? I'd like to say pray for Newport. William is in Newport this morning. They're having communion service right after lunch today. And so pray for their service. Pray that they'd have a good service. Okay. Thank you. Brother Marcus is bringing the message today, so I want to pray for him. And glad to have John Friesen with us this morning. And I've asked him to lead us in prayer as we kneel at this time.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for the opportunity that we have to worship you. We thank you for the reason that we have to worship you. We thank you for Jesus who died for us. We thank you for your great love in that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Lord God, we pray that you would honor the various requests that have been brought forth today. We pray for the message, we pray for Marcus that you would lead his thoughts and his delivery, that it may be a glory to you and that we could be edified as we hear the message and that we may be encouraged to live for you more faithfully. We pray for the service in Newport and the various people who may have part in the service there. We pray for the communion that it would be a blessing to the participants and that it may be an encouragement and a reminder to them of what you have done for them and what we need to do in return to serve you now. Lord, we are saddened to hear about the King family and the death in their family. Lord God, we pray that you would simply comfort them and encourage them, help them to look to you in this time of sorrow. We pray that there would be friends and family who could support them and be a blessing to them in this time of sorrow. We thank you for others who have participated in camp in the past and who have made commitments to you. We thank you for Reese Melbourne, that he has made a commitment to you. We pray that you would especially bless him today on his day of baptism. We pray that he would seriously take his commitment to you. Lord God, we also pray for various missionaries throughout the world, wherever your word may be preached, that you would ensure that your word does not return to you void, but that it would bring forth fruit. We pray for those in Chile and various other parts of the world that you would bless those who spread your word. We also pray for the Christians who are persecuted today, especially in the 1040 window. We pray that even in spite of persecution, that they would look to you and serve you faithfully and stay true to you to the end. Lord God, we pray also for the various ones who may be hurting now, whose marriages may be under strain. We pray that you would give these people courage to look to you and to actively look for ways to solve whatever conflicts and issues there may be. Lord God, we also pray for those who may be single, who have struggles, and at times may wonder where they fit in your kingdom. We pray that you would give them courage as well. We pray for our service here in particular, that we would look to you and serve you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll turn the service over to you, Marcus, and Lord bless you.